In China, the Yalu River that marks the Chinese-North Korean border today breached its banks on both sides due to torrential rains, inundating communities and forcing the evacuation of more than 50,000 people. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This latest bout of torrential rain in China caused the Yalu River that borders North Korea to burst its banks on Saturday, leaving chaos in its wake. The river breach brought misery to over 50,000 Chinese people who were forced to evacuate to higher ground. The rain and flooding also cut rail services out of the nearby city of Dandong, destroyed more than 200 houses and left a number of people missing. North Korea has also been affected. The official Korean Central News Agency said that about 30 centimeters of rain had fallen since early Saturday morning, causing the Yalu to swamp houses, public buildings and farmland in more than five villages opposite the city of Dandong. Heavy flooding in previous years in North Korea had a severe effect on the country, destroying crops and pushing North Korea deeper into poverty. For China, meanwhile, the Dandong flooding is the latest disaster in the country's worst flood season in over a decade. Landslides caused by heavy rains have smothered communities in western China and accounted for most of the more than 2,500 people killed. China is also not out of the woods yet. The government's Central Weather Bureau issued an advisory on Saturday warning that heavy rains would strike much of the country through the weekend. I'm Lydia O'Kane.